The Christmas Tree Which Didn't Die. It's after Christmas, and the department store is almost sold out. Everybody's getting ready for the January sales. Empty the larder, clean everything up, and start again. We all need that sometimes, don't we, kids? But the department store does it so that it can update and restock new goods. And so the Christmas decorations were taken down and put into boxes for next year. But what to do with the stripped-down Christmas tree? Do we throw it out? It's in a pot, but it looks so shabby. Nothing will bring it back to life, said the elf storekeeper sadly, stroking the dry branches of the tree. The tuba, a kind of big trumpet that's played at solemn events, heard it and immediately turned around. Well, I'll at least play for it on its last trip, he blared, and he'd already hummed the saddest song it knew. All at once there was a myriad of toys and electronic devices by the tree, and even a mattress came. And everyone started to cry, because the Christmas tree, being a symbol of love and happiness and seasonal contentment, fills homes, and in this case a department store, with a Christmas glow and a lovely piney perfume. Sadly, it would no longer do so again. The teapot cried the most, and because it was full of water, it watered the tree with its tears. Then suddenly, the tree started to twitch. The elf noticed this and immediately said to the teapot, "Can you bring more water?" The teapot dashed away and came back in a flash full of water that it poured out in the tree. "Again," cried the elf. Again the teapot dashed away and came back quick as a flash. Another water bath did the tree a lot of good because it straightened up a bit. Suddenly all the funeral guests froze. Only the tuba continued to play as if it had been paid for it. The tree began to change before their eyes. "Thank you all," declared the tree, as if opening up a new section of a highway. Everyone suddenly started cheering and hollering. "He's alive! The Christmas tree is alive!" shouted the mattress, a joyful tear in its eye, while some of the others slowly began to return to their shelves. "So what now?" asked the elf storekeeper. "You can't stay here. You will dry out here." "He has to go to the forest," declared the wise old grumpy electric shaver. "Among your kind, where you belong," cried the mattress. "Only by mail, like a package," the elf mused aloud. "We'll arrange it," the tin soldiers came down from the shelf. A large roll of wrapping paper came running from somewhere, and a ball of string behind it. The soldiers wrapped the surprise tree, tied it with string, and the elf wrote the delivery address with a large marker, "The Forest." Then they moved the whole package to the ramp, where transport trucks drive to load and unload goods. The little tree shook and said again, "Thank you all." The elf storekeeper tried to hug the tree, but it wasn't possible. He just greeted it politely. "So maybe again at Christmas?" But the little tree kept silent. It was probably not as happy an event for the tree as it was for the others. That's the way things are, dear girls and boys. Some things can be a pleasure for some, but a pain for others. That's how the world goes.